Yes, you! You're looking sexy! Oh, and you're listening to the Kid Craddock Podcast. Kid Craddock in the morning.
I want you to do something.
What? What?
When you get in front of your computer next time, look up the Caribbean Sea.
Okay.
And see how blue that water is.
Amen.
It's one of those, like, there's no way that looks like that in real life.
Mm-hmm.
It's a no filter kind of photo.
Yeah, no filter. Hashtag no filter. I'm telling you, when you see this in person, it actually does look the same.
The great part about it is that at the Riviera Maya, the Hard Rock, it's like different shades of blue.
Yeah.
Like you got light blue, then you got dark blue, then you got medium blue. It's amazing to look at the ocean like that.
You could be in that picture when we send you to the Hard Rock Hotel Riviera Maya. But first, you got to win trip a day. In order to do that, you got to go to KidNation.com and sign up because we're going to call out three names coming up in just over an hour.
Mm-hmm.
First one to get in, we'll get to play. And you'll be taking pictures in front of that blue water.
Aqua blue.
All the sand.
How many blues can we name?
Teal.
Teal blue.
Navy.
Sapphire.
Sapphire blue. You my boy blue.
Okay.
Cerulean.
Sky blue.
Okay.
Blue ivy.
Oh, baby.
Powder blue.
Am I blue?
Tiffany what? Blue.
Blues Clues.
You're going so out of order. You're
out, JC. Blues.
Why
Brothers.
Am I out?
You're Blues not going Brothers. In order.
Blues Brothers. Go ahead, Kelly.
Jenna hasn't even gone.
Oh,
I've got a bunch. I've just been throwing them out.
I'm out.
Moody,
I don't even know.
Moody Blues.
Blue Cantrell.
Blue.
Oh. Blue October.
Blue Velvet.
See, you're going out of. Everybody's going out of order.
All right. Blue Cheese. There's no King of the Blues. Because we didn't play right. All right, we'll.
I'm blue, abadi, abada.
Real quick, before we get into pregnancy brain, which we need to talk about, right. Let's say hello to Casey, our first caller of the day. Hi, Casey.
Good morning, everybody.
What's up?
Good morning.
Are you okay?
I had a tonsillectomy on Monday.
Oh. Should you be talking?
Whoa. I got a cousin named tonsillectomy.
They never said I couldn't talk, and so I'm just dealing with it. I'm all alone in my house.
Are you keeping the tonsils in the jar, Casey?
Ew.
No, I never even saw them, and that is a strange question for you to ask.
Yeah, I've heard that's very, very painful as you get older and have that done.
Yeah. It is what it is. It needed to be done.
Yeah.
But
what's your favorite popsicle flavor? Because I know you get a lot of those right now.
I like the blue one.
Oh, yeah.
Mm, I see blue. Popsicle.
That's good.
I forgot about that.
Well, Casey, thank you so much for waking up and listening to us while you recover from your tonsil surgery.
Every morning. I actually go to work even earlier than I'm supposed to just so that I can start work and have Kid TV playing.
Aww. Wow.
That's nice.
While thank you. Doing my work.
What do you do?
I am a data specialist.
Okay. Are you on drugs right now, Casey?
I am.
All right.
You have to. There's a painful. Yeah. Well, Casey, you get better. Thank you so much for listening, okay?
Thank you.
There she goes, Casey. You could even hear the swabs in her mouth.
I feel like my throat is closing up.
Yeah.
I have sympathy pains when I hear people talk about it. Like, you just talk about jumping rope on your butt, my butt hurts. She's talking, my throat hurts.
I know. Mm-hmm. Well, maybe you'll have some pregnancy brain sympathy as well, Kelly.
Maybe, because I've been very forgetful lately.
What is pregnancy brain? At some point, ladies, you will all suffer from this if you have a kid. It's scientifically proven.
Okay.
This is what it is.
A lot of women do complain of pregnancy brain, especially during the second half of their pregnancy. There is no real data to show that there is true memory loss during pregnancy. However, it makes sense that if you're really pregnant and you're really tired and uncomfortable and you're not sleeping well, that maybe it's a little harder to remember everything that you would normally remember. So go a little easy on yourself, and it is totally normal.
By the way, if you have some pregnancy brain stories, feel free to share with us. 800-KID-LIVE is our phone number.
800-543-3548.
800-5-GEEK-IT.
So we have this trip that we're taking this weekend. We have to go to Vermont.
You and your wife?
Yeah, our whole family, everybody.
Yeah. Okay.
We're supposed to be going to Vermont because my wife's cousin's getting married.
And how old are your kids?
Our kids are 3 and 1, almost 2.
Is it a same-sex marriage?
What? No.
It's Vermont.
No, it's not. It's
the question had to be asked.
That's a valid question.
Valid question.
Just regular.
Where is Vermont?
Way north.
Way northeast.
Like Maine and
yes.
all that?
Okay. Yes. All right. Tiny little place.
Okay.
Tiny. Right. So, with a tiny little place means that getting there is pretty difficult.
Where do you fly into?
That's exactly what I'm going to. Because, okay. Al, you know how it is with us. When we get off work, we're tired. We have a long day. We wake up really early. If we're shooting TV that day, we usually don't get out of here until afternoon. And this is happening on a Friday.
Mm-hmm.
And so we're already worn down from the week. So my travel arrangements are get off work, go to the airport, fly to Boston.
Okay.
The flight would take me about 5 hours of travel. So I would get there pretty late at night. I would get there about 10:30-ish. Because
are you not flying together or are you just...
No, she's flying out on Thursday, so I got to fly out on Friday. And I wouldn't be getting to the hotel till about 10:30-ish because you land in Boston and then you got to rent the car and drive 2 hours all the way to Vermont.
Oh, God. Oh.
You know these people? Destination weddings.
Oh, destination weddings are the best. And then you wake up the next morning at 7 a.m., the festivities start. There's a breakfast.
Oh, festivities.
Then there's rehearsal dinners that you got to do, but we got to do it that day because it's, you know, yeah. It's pretty jam-packed.
Is she in the wedding or these are just her cousins?
No, it's just her cousin. It's a family wedding. And then do the wedding. Mm-hmm. Probably won't get done until about midnight, they said. And then the next morning, I have to wake up at 4:30 in the morning on Sunday to drive all the way back to Boston and catch the flight back home. I would land about 11 o'clock in the morning, but I'm going to be pretty worn down.
Okay.
I'm not looking forward to this trip. I can admit it. I'm not looking forward to it.
Okay.
And so we're doing all the planning because my wife's taking off on Thursday. And so we're looking up the schedules and we got hers all set up. We got her car all set up with the kids. We need the car seats to rent and all that stuff. And then we start getting my arrangements all set up.
I'm tired already.
Oh, man. We start getting my arrangements all set up to get my car service. And they ask, okay, what flight are you coming in on? I'm like, oh, let me get that for you real quick. I look for my email. I can't find my email. Surely she probably put her name on the reservation.
Yeah.
Sure.
So I say, Kinsey, can you look up my flight? And she goes, sure. She gets on her email. Can't find it.
Oh, yes.
And she gives me the Kinsey face. This is the Kinsey face she made a couple years ago when we were supposed to go visit our friends in Arizona.
Yeah, she said some travel booking issues before, right?
Hey, yeah.
But you to let her
this is the thing.
Travel arrangements.
How many times have we heard this story?
Multiple. Multiple.
My poor wife.
Destination.
My poor wife.
It's not her forte, dude.
I forgot to click buy.
This is the same face she makes when we order pizza and the pizza never shows up because Kinsey will go online and she will purchase things and she gets all the way to the last page. Where it says finish.
Confirm.
Big old red finish button. And she doesn't click it.
Yeah.
Because she already gave her credit card information, so she thinks everything has been purchased.
But I think I know where you're going here. Continue with your story because she can't find your reservation.
So she can't find my reservation.
But she can find hers and the kids.
Yeah, hers are set. She has hers.
I'm getting excited for you.
Yeah.
So I'm like, I'm sitting there on the phone with the car people. I'm like, yo, I'm going to call you back in a minute. Or not. So I hang up.
So you're like smiling.
So I'm trying not to, Al.
Okay.
I'm trying my hardest not to show how much pleasure I'm getting out of this.
I understand.
What's the first thing you said to her?
And I'm like...
No.
That's what I wanted to say.
No, you either go, well, I guess I can't go, which
you
is what you want.
Disappointed.
Or you got to go, well, let's look at flights and see how expensive they are.
So I got to play it like,
oh, my God.
I can't go with you. What are we going to do? I can't go on the trip with you because you forgot to finish paying for my flight. And she goes, it's okay. We'll figure this out. And I was like, nope.
No, it's not
figured out. The tickets are going to be so expensive right now. She goes, I'll just look them up. Sure enough. Way too expensive for me to go.
Oh, yeah. What a shame.
So $10 more than the other one. It's way too expensive.
So I looked at her in the eyes and I said, look, baby, I'll take the hit.
Take one for the team.
I'm going to have to take one for the team.
I'm going to miss you and the kids this weekend.
Yeah, I'll go out there without me. I'll be there in spirit with you.
Yes.
And I'll just, you know what? I'll just stay back.
Skype. Tell her you can Skype.
Nope.
It's coming from the man who says, I just love when my wife and kids are home all the time. I never get tired of them.
Good point.
Oh, I don't mind that.
Point, Jenna.
Mine is traveling and having to drive 2 hours to Boston. I would love for them to stay home with me.
Point, Jason.
I'm just glad I'm not having to travel. Thank God for pregnancy brain.
So what are you blaming on every other time she screws up?
Pregnancy brain?
Okay.
But then I'm mad at those.
But she... Yeah.
It finally worked in my advantage this time, Kelly.
Is there a chance she actually is pregnant with baby number 3?
Nope.
Oh, boy.
Nope.
Now, what you need to take from this is...
Yes, Al.
Do not... I love Kinsey. Kinsey's awesome.
Yeah, of course.
Do not let Kinsey make travel reservations. Just do not. You need to take that off of her
plate.
Some
people are really good at that. You know, there's like go-to friends. You know, if you need to go somewhere, they can find all the discount deals. Right. They just know how to work the system. Kenzie's not that person.
That's not her strong suit. I mean,
It's not.
So you need to say, baby, I love you. Let me make the travel reservation.
Well, now I know. If I don't want to do something now.
But what if it's something important? What if it was your buddy?
What if you were in the wedding?
Yeah, what if it was your buddy getting married or whatever?
Then we take the hit.
Then you'd be upset.
Yeah, then we take the hit.
Then you got to pay and go.
You got to know how to manage your delegation of what she does.
This is kind of the perfect storm because it's her family and she's not even in the wedding.
Yeah, so I'm having a party on Saturday.
Whatever.
I'm going to have a party on Saturday.
This is awesome.
You're not having a party.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You want to come?
Yes.
No, we're
I'll be in Colorado with Big Al.
Oh, no, I don't want to come to your house. You want power.
I don't have power
right party.
Now.
Some party.
I'll have power by then, Jenna. I'll get it going. Hey, Kim, you suffer from pregnancy brain as well?
Hey, yeah. When I was pregnant, I had a problem confusing things that should be refrigerated and things that should not be refrigerated. So a couple of times I put peanut butter and actual butter in different things, ranch dressing, you know, those things are supposed to be refrigerated after they've been opened. So I would put those in the pantry, and then I would put, I would put that in the refrigerator, and then I would put different things like my cell phone in the refrigerator, and I would take a gallon of milk and go and try to plug that into my charger. And one day my husband woke up, and I had a gallon of milk sitting on the nightstand with my charger plugged into the top, and the cap was screwed back on. And more recently, there's been a few times. My daughter's 4. I am not pregnant, by the way.
Okay.
And so I would forget my daughter at daycare, and I'd go all the way home, and I'd get home and go in the door, and I would see something in my daughter's and be like, why is it so quiet in here? And then I would realize that I had not yet picked up from daycare.
Oh, no.
So,
yeah.
Yeah, I'd have to go all the way back to daycare. I have never, thank God, left her in the car, but I have for daycare.
Oh. Yeah, that's the dangerous thing. It could happen like that. I'm glad it hasn't been like that. It's just milk on the nightstand.
Yeah.
Jenna, your line? This milk ain't free.
Yeah, this milk needs to be charged.
This milk needs to be charged. Thank you, Kim. Have a wonderful day.
Oh, man.
This one involves milk as well. Kaylee, what happened with your pregnancy brain?
Hey, babe.
Oh, we're doing great.
Awesome. Well, my pregnancy brain has kind of turned into mommy brain. My daughter is 4 months old, and yesterday when I went to take her to the babysitter, I got there and realized that I have forgot her milk. So I was like, well, it's okay. I'll just run to the store real quick and grab her some formula, and it'll be fine. So I go to the store, I go in and pick out the formula, go up to try and check out, and I forgot my wallet.
Oh.
So I had to go all the way home, which is like 30 minutes from the babysitter. So I go all the way home, get my wallet, get her milk, and drive all the way back. It was a mess.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, you're going to forget a lot of stuff when you have pregnancy brain. Thank you for your call, Kaylee. At least you didn't do what Jordan did.
Uh-oh.
Jordan, you drove all the way to work. Get to work. Get out of your car. And then what happened?
Didn't have any shoes.
Oh,
yeah. Thank God I keep a backup pair in my trunk.
Yeah.
A backup pair of shoes?
5 minutes there, I was just like, my boss is not going to believe that I drove all the way here without my shoes. Because my commute is like an hour.
Oh, my gosh.
You would have just had to go barefoot on it.
Oh, my God.
Oh, man, that's hilarious. And then your backup shoes probably don't match your outfit.
And how do you run into, like, a Target or something to buy shoes when they say, no, you're not allowed in with no shoes?
No shoes, no service. No shoes, no service.
I'm pregnant. I'm barefoot and pregnant, literally. Yeah.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
I couldn't stop thinking about the love letter we had, I believe last week, of the pregnant woman who was just disgusted by her husband.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, by his smell.
Yeah. But everything he does, he's an open mouth
breather.
But Kelly fixed that love right there last week.
I fixed that love.
She did.
I fixed that love.
She fixed that love. It was broke.
She'll be fixing more love today.
Love letters to Kelly's coming up. And if you need to get away and you want to go to the Hard Rock Hotel Riviera Maya, I'm telling you, this place is beautiful. Mm-hmm. We went there last year.
Mm-hmm.
Everything's free.
It is very cool to be able to pick up the phone and get room service.
It's so cool.
Free.
And you don't have to pay. Yes. Yeah.
You walk up to a restaurant, sit down, eat, and walk out.
Yeah. It's a really difficult concept. It takes you a day or two to get the hang of it.
Yeah.
You mean I just walk in?
Yep.
And I
that's it?
Eat and leave?
And you say, I want one of those, one of those, one of those, one of those. And you can get it.
Yeah.
You don't have to worry about the
really
price.
They have a
weird
beer cart, and you just walk up and just grab a beer.
I mean, I can just take whatever I want?
Yeah. Anytime you want.
Don't do that at the gift shop.
No. We'll play On the Clock for Hard Rock coming up here soon in less than an hour. But if you want in, you must sign up at KidNation.com because we're going to call out three names, and yours could be one of those. You got to be the first one to call back so you could play.
Okay.
The world's falling apart.
It is falling apart for one more day.
One more day?
One more day.
And then we're back?
Mercury in retrograde. This is, my grandmother used to follow the Farmer's Almanac with, it was like a, I don't know how she did it. Mm. She could tell you when to plant crops, which, was very relevant
crops.
To my life. Tell you when to get a haircut, when to sign contracts, when to do certain things.
Is it all based on lunar?
It's all based, on the moon. That's how people, back in the day, before they had all the science stuff, they had to count on the stars, the planets, to make decisions in life.
Oh, man, can you imagine that?
So Mercury in retrograde, this is something that happens three times a year. And it's actually an optical illusion. It looks as if Mercury is going backwards for about 3 weeks. But they say when this happens, it's traditionally associated with people being very confused. Mm-hmm. There could be a lot of frustration in your life because nothing seems to be working. Everything's going wonky.
Yeah.
And this is not like an old wives' tale. This is real stuff.
Why is Mercury affecting us?
The planetary pulls, it affects the tides in the ocean.
Okay.
I mean, it's a gravitational pull, and your body is made up mostly of water, don't you think?
Yeah.
If the planets can affect the oceans like that, what's it doing in your body? I mean, this stuff is real.
It's just like full moons, crazy things happen.
You said it appears that Mercury is...
It's an optical illusion because the planets are lining up, like when they're doing orbit, three times a year. So it appears that it's moving backwards.
Okay.
Anyway, they said the planet Mercury rules communication, travel, contracts, automobiles, and things like that. So when these Mercury retrograde periods are happening, they say to remain flexible, allow time for extra travel, avoid signing contracts. Our boss back here said last year he had to sign a contract. He said we couldn't do it because Mercury was in retrograde.
Maybe that's what happened with the trip that my wife was trying to plan. It wasn't pregnancy brain. It was Mercury.
Hmm. Why are we just... This is the first time I've ever heard this expression. And if it happens three times a year...
Happens 3 times a year.
Yeah, why? I've never read about this in the news or anything until now.
Kelly just gave you the scientific explanation. Would you like Taylor Swift to tell you the Taylor Swift definition?
Sure.
When Mercury is in retrograde, basically that means that everything is going to be completely wrong and messed up and miscommunicated. Your phone will break, or you'll send a text message and it won't get to the person it's supposed to go to, or your flight gets delayed. And so you can't blame yourself. You just have to blame Mercury.
You could see that rocket scientist in concert, by the way, when we bring back Swift Miss in July, which begins July 6th.
I've had so much miscommunication.
Yeah.
A few little spats because I was last night, like I was saying, I was going back and forth with someone I'm doing some business with, and I was texting all these questions, and I was like, why isn't he answering my questions? And then suddenly he emailed me back or texted me back, and everything disappeared.
Weird.
Right in front of my
eyes.
I'm like, okay, this is crazy.
They
said, whenever you know, because if you go to the Farmer's Almanac, there's a website for it. It will tell you when the retrograde dates are.
Is this the first one or second one of the year?
This is the second one. The first one was between January 21st and February 11th. It usually lasts about 3 weeks, usually.
All right.
This one began on May 19th, and it wraps up June 11th tomorrow.
Okay.
The next one, which I have already written in my calendar, because I don't want to go through this period of frustration again without realizing, Mercury's in retrograde, September 17th through October 9th.
Mm-hmm.
So if you know that's coming, they said a couple weeks before Mercury goes into retrograde again, finish up any tasks or projects you have going on, plan ahead, have backup plans, and be prepared for angry people and miscommunications. Some people refuse to fly.
Because of Mercury retrograde? If Mercury retrograde has ruined your life, please give us a call. 800-KID-LIVE.
800-543-3548.
800-5-GIG.
Al, you laugh, but it could.
I bet people have broken up.
Yeah.
Because of miscommunication.
What happened to you, Kelly?
Well, I was sending some rather romantic, I thought, messages. Nothing.
Give us an example.
I'm not.
Just a little one.
No.
Just the most PG one.
No. But then nothing. It's like, well, huh. And then he'd send me some text that had nothing to do with what I just said. I'm like, are you blowing me off? You know? And then I found out what happened. He's like, I never got that.
Wow.
And I was like, why didn't you answer me on this question? I've got to know. I don't know what you're talking about. That kind of stuff.
Because there are people I've been trying to get a hold of that I don't talk to very often, and I don't get anything back. And I'm starting to think it's Mercury retrograde.
Well, they also say that Mercury retrograde affects zodiac signs differently.
Really?
Depending on when you're born, it affects you differently.
Well,
of course, I had to click on that link.
Yeah.
It's Farmer's Almanac, so I believe it's true. For me, I'm an Aries, so it says expect to be frustrated and frazzled. Assertive, impulsive Aries wants to move ahead, and all your energy is going backwards. So watch what you say and how you say it, and pay attention to what people say to you, because you might be pleasantly surprised. What are you?
I'm a Pisces.
Pisces. Mm-hmm. Let me find you real quick.
Oh, yeah.
Foggy thinking, daydreams, and escapisms are the norm for you.
Oh, okay.
Day-to-day realities confound otherwise clear heads when Mercury is in Pisces, which governs illusion. So practice creative pursuits, writing, dancing, photography, film, or painting. This is good for you to do in retrograde.
Yeah.
These are good things for you to
pursue. I've been painting.
What about Taurus?
Taurus. Let me go back up to Taurus.
It's a Ford.
Take time to formulate your thoughts. Taurus is an unhurried sign, slows down the mental process. He also governs banking, so delay money matters. Review financial matters and position yourself for growth. So don't do anything money-wise when you're in retrograde.
Oh, Jenna, you got to position yourself for growth.
That was really boring.
You got to start eating.
What about the Sag?
You should review your financial matters, but don't do anything about it until after retrograde. Don't go into major contracts and stuff or transfer money into investments. That's what it's telling you not to do.
Oh, boy.
What's Al?
What about Sagittarius?
Sagittarius. It's not a time to travel, so reschedule or expect delays, lines, and lost directions. Instead, take care of local affairs. Patience and a sense of humor are needed.
Can't go to Colorado.
You can't go to Mexico.
It's over tomorrow.
I can't go to the mac and cheese.
You can't get out. Why wouldn't you want to go to a mac and cheese festival? That sounds delicious.
I wrote one line of a song.
Oh, of course you did.
On the first day of Metrograde, my true love sent to me a nude pic of another dude.
Metrograde?
Metrograde?
What is this?
What's Metrograde? Well,
Metro PCS or something?
Mercury retrograde. I put them together. Metrograde. Actually, I just made a mistake.
Well, Kelly, thank you. That was all very enlightening.
I was so excited.
It really was. Yeah, yeah.
It does explain a lot.
Al was writing so intently over there.
I was so excited about that. I got the damn name wrong.
Effort, though.
You tried.
Retrograde.
You tried, Al. Hey, Nikki, how has the Metrograde ruined your life so far?
Hey, guys.
Hey.
I live in Kentucky, and I travel on the interstate a lot. And lately, probably in the past 3 weeks, there have been a lot of crashes, mostly involving semi-trucks, and unfortunately, some of them have been fatal, but as soon as Kelly started talking about the Mercury this morning and she said automobiles, I said, that's it. That's got to be it. That's what's causing all of this.
Especially with all the electronics and stuff.
Yeah. You know, what do they call them? The boards? What do they call those in the cars?
The boards?
The electronics. There's something in the panel
stuff?
Or whatever
the
it
computer?
Is.
The computer?
I don't know.
The information's probably misfiring. There's no telling what's going on.
Yeah. Mercury retrograde.
This stuff's real.
This is real.
So we only have a day left to blame.
One more day, and then everything. I wonder if it's that exact.
Yeah.
I mean, just June 12th, everything's completely back to normal. Yeah. I don't know.
Hey, Jessica, how you doing this morning?
I'm good.
Oh, I thought you would be doing horrible because of Mercury retrograde.
If this is really true, then it explains a lot with what's going on at my job.
Like what?
Well, I work at a pediatric office. I'm from Darlington, South Carolina.
Darlington! I grew up in Florence.
Yes, I know. I actually just started listening not too long ago. I switched from using satellite radio to just going to regular radio.
Well, welcome!
Thank you. South Carolina. We do it in a different way. We are Southern people.
Right, we are.
Dang right.
So what's been going on at your office, though?
Well, I'm a medical assistant, and I work at a pediatric office. And we've been doing paper charts for the longest time, and now we have to switch to the EMR system, which is electronic medical records.
Mm-hmm.
So we have to do everything by computer now. And we've had months of training on it and everything, and we just recently started using it. And it seems like anything that could go wrong can go wrong.
Yeah.
with the system.
Has it been like the past 3 weeks?
Yes.
That's when it's been in retrograde.
Wow.
It's about to come out. We're about to come out of it.
It'll be fine in tomorrow.
Next week it should be okay, hopefully.
Maybe y'all just need some tech support.
We've had them come up to the office probably at least 2 or 3 times a week, and normally they only come maybe once a month. That's how bad it's been lately.
Hmm. Yeah.
Especially yesterday. Yesterday was probably the worst day, and I'm pregnant right now with my second child.
Oh, boy.
And so my hormones have already been wacko.
Yeah.
So with the pregnancy and pregnancy brain and with the EMR system, it's really taking a toll on me.
Well, Jessica, we have some good news for you because you are a new listener to the show.
Yep.
So we're going to award you your Kid Nation ID just right now.
Okay.
You're welcome.
Get your official Kid Craddock Morning Show ID.
Mm-hmm. Al's going to give you some bonus points.
Do you have a pen?
Yes, I do. I'm a nurse. Okay.
Write down the number, please.
Your number.
You're going to need this when you get pulled over.
579-325-4B-3-2-A-Q-4-3-B-5-7 Apple.
Apple.
You got that, Jessica?
That's the symbol of it.
That's
app.
Your Kid Nation ID number whenever you log in.
Can you repeat it?
Can you repeat that back?
We're just kidding, Jessica. It should arrive within 6 weeks. Welcome to Kid Nation.
Four. I'm sorry, I forgot.
Oh, you forgot the four. Yeah. How dare you forget
Darlington,
the four.
That's where the Darlington Raceway is.
Is that a race this weekend? There's got to be. It's race season.
That's where my, what did I drive? My little Fiero got stuck in the mud, and two men had to pick it up and move it out of the mud for me at the Darlington Raceway.
Only one man,
two men picked up. You understand what I'm telling you?
Yeah.
My Fiero got stuck in the mud at Darlington Raceway, and two men picked it up and lifted it out of the mud.
Didn't you have two Fieros, Kelly?
I did have two Fieros.
Interesting.
Not at the same time.
You're bragging, man.
Lifestyles of the rich and famous over
there.
See
you pulling up to the country club and that Fiero.
I love my little red Fiero.
And that muddy Fiero.
I thought I was the hottest thing.
Is the engine in the front? No. Is it in the back? No, it's in the middle.
Yeah, I'm sitting on it. Hey, Jessica, how did the Mercury retrograde mess your life up?
Hi. Yes, I am about to pulling up to work right now, and I was supposed to be here at 6:30, and it's now 7:25.
Yep. Mm.
What happened this morning?
And I've never been late. I set my alarm, and it didn't go off, and this has never happened. I worked here 5 years, and I am running late, and I'm pulling up right now, so hopefully they'll believe that Kelly Raspberry told me that it was Mercury.
You can Google it.
Taylor Swift even talked about it.
Don't believe me? Believe Taylor Swift.
Did you have a couple of glasses of wine last night at dinner?
No. I just worked out and went to bed early, set my alarm. And right now, I'm late running.
She's literally running into the office.
You're running in? Are you walking in right now, Jessica?
Oh, she's running.
Yes, I am. I am.
Just run in screaming. Can you run in screaming, Mercury retrograde?
The world is ending.
Yeah, I don't know. Let's see. I'll tell them.
Do you have to explain this to
her? She's going
to
do it. Hold on.
Well, I still have to go to the 5th floor.
Oh, 5th floor, Jessica.
Don't get on the elevator.
Retrograde. No. Yeah, don't get on the elevator.
Yeah, elevator works.
Yeah. Yeah, run up the stairs. We don't want you to get stuck in the elevator all day. That's not going to be good. Thank you for your calls. Keep them coming on Facebook. If Mercury retrograde ruined your life,
we need to know about this.
If it didn't and you just want to use it as an excuse.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, because this is...
One more day
to blame it on Mercury retrograde. Or retrograde. Metrograde. Thank you, Al. Mm-hmm.
This is the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
I'm going to give you the heads up right here. If you're at work already or if you're just at home, get to the computer. Go to Kid TV and make sure you watch the video that we're going to play when we talk about this. Because it's 14 seconds of magic. So while I let you get to the computer and log on so you can go to Kid TV, we'll go ahead and give you this one right here because there's a Taylor Swift mashup, and it's two of our favorite Taylor Swift songs.
Okay.
We Are Never Getting Back Together and Bad Blood, and it sounds super awesome. You want to hear it?
Yeah.
Okay, here you go.
Of
Would you put it past Taylor Swift to make sure all her songs could mash up together so she could make even more money off of them?
I like that.
That's good. That's the hardest ticket to get, by the way, to her tour, to her concert tour. And we got Swiftmas in July again.
I hope I'm able to go this time.
July 6th.
I've never seen her.
I've never seen her in concert. I haven't either.
We should go as a show, as friends.
Okay, can I bring my daughter?
No daughters.
We should go as the show, as friends.
We should go up to the show as friends. Yeah, I don't want you guys to think it's a date. Jenna, I don't want you to get the wrong idea.
Okay.
We're just going as friends.
All right.
You too, Kelly.
Glad you cleared that up.
Oh, yeah.
I've seen Katy Perry. I've seen Miley. I've seen Britney. But that's the way. I'm Taylor Swift. That's what I want to see.
Yeah.
All right.
And I was just told we can't go because we're going to give away all the tickets to Kid Nation.
Great.
So we're giving it to our friends. So we're going to have to get them ourselves.
All right.
What if we can? Why can't we play along? What if we legitimately get through when you say call now? We all start calling.
Because that's not how
what
it works,
Kelly.
What if
one of us legitimately gets through?
It's against the rules.
Oh.
You could try, though.
I could try.
If you get through, we'll think about it.
Just disguise your voice.
Okay.
I'm sure. Standing right here.
Are you at your computer? I bet you are now.
Yeah, I am.
So there's this, on Monday, they posted a 14-second video, BuzzFeed did,
okay,
on how to make a bacon-wrapped grilled cheese. Grilled cheese sandwich. It's gotten almost 40 million views, almost a million shares on Facebook. That's how good this thing is.
Okay, now I'm gonna.
No, Kelly, this is delicious.
That's a lot.
All right, so here's what you're gonna do, okay?
Okay.
You ready for this?
Yeah.
That's crazy.
You lay 5 strips of bacon in a row. Place a cheese sandwich. Hold on, 1 second. We need to make this.
Yeah, it's the grilled cheese is not cooked yet, so it's just the bread slices.
This is food love right here.
There's
5 strips of bacon in a row. Place the cheese sandwich, bread, in the middle of the bacon strips. Then wrap the bacon strips around the sandwich all in the same direction, right? So you're gonna blanket it.
Okay.
Then you turn it. Lay 5 more strips of bacon in a row and fold over the sandwich.
10 slices of bacon. God.
Make sure it's perpendicular to the last 5 strips.
There's not in a pack of bacon. How many strips of bacon are in a pack? I think it's like 12 or 13.
20.
Oh, then you're gonna sear both sides in a hot pan until bacon is cooked, about 5 to 7 minutes. Slice open and enjoy.
Somebody tweeted the other day. You know what the sound of bacon cooking is?
What?
Applause.
Wow.
Al, you need to make this at your restaurant.
I'll try it. I'll try and make it.
That's a lot of bacon.
That's a heck of a lot of bacon.
What if you just did half a wrap, 5 slices?
Yeah.
No, not half a wrap.
That's how they get it to be lattice and stick together.
Yeah, it's got
to
be completely wrapped in bacon.
It is a lot of bacon, though.
This is definitely a cheat meal. I mean, you don't want to eat this every morning.
Cheat, not cheap.
Cheat.
Yeah, it's a slab of bacon. I mean, that's a pack of bacon.
They're saying bacon's going to be super expensive. For some reason. I guess there's a pork shortage or something?
Yeah, there's a pig shortage.
I know there was like a bird flu was making all the chicken sick, so egg prices are supposed to go up.
Oh, that's what it was. It wasn't pork.
Okay. It was eggs. Forget what I just said.
I knew it was something, Kelly.
Big Al eating bacon as we speak.
Blame it on that mercury retrograde. Yeah.
Imagine that wrapped on a grilled cheese, Al.
I can't imagine. Like 2 slices is all I get. I cannot imagine 10. At the same time.
If you try, maybe it's one of those where you share.
You'd be sweating bacon.
Like a donut.
I love it. Oh, I love it.
Yeah,
that was so good. Thanks, Demi Lovato. All right. If you make this, by the way, please make a video and send it to us. Wow. We want to see if the regular people can make it. Because that looks
like
a
professional. I'm going to make it, and I'm going to one up, and I'm going to put bacon inside.
Bacon inside and then bacon outside?
Yeah. Bacon on bacon.
Oh, put jalapenos inside that thing, too?
A bacon wrap, bacon, egg, and cheese sandwich.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
I can hear the ocean calling your name.
Mm-hmm.
There it is. Come on down to Mexico.
My favorite sound in the world.
Mm-hmm. Isn't that beautiful?
That's my favorite sound in the world.
You could listen to that firsthand if you win Trip a Day. We'll send you down to the Hard Rock Hotel Riviera Maya coming up in a few minutes. Till you still got 5 minutes to sign up. At KidNation.com, we need your name so that we could call it. We pick out 3 at random. First one to call is back. You get to play on the clock for Hard Rock.
Nice.
Yes.
To go along with your bacon-wrapped grilled cheese you were just talking about, JC.
Oh, yeah. We have the video. We're going to have the video up at KidNation.com, by the way. It's delicious looking.
Wrapping grilled cheese in 10 slices of bacon. Anyway,
yeah.
Pizza Hut is coming out with pizza crust stuffed with hot dog on June 18th.
Yum!
And the perimeter.
Yeah. Like it's a hot dog crust.
The edge of the pizza will have a weenie in it.
Oh, a hot dog
weenie in it.
Pizza Hut's got the crust on lock right now.
Maybe that's...
Oh, it sounds delicious.
I don't know. Just on initial hearing that, no. But
they've done
maybe.
It overseas already. Yeah. And they're going to launch it here in the United States on June 18th.
Delicious. I dig it.
I get... Okay, it's sort of like a pig in a blanket.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, that's exactly what it is.
Little Caesars had the bacon crust, I believe. Yeah.
I get that. I just like getting to the crust. I'm a crust eater, though. Yeah. Maybe it's because a lot of people don't eat the crust.
I don't. I really don't.
I need something.
Unless it's super, super good.
Yeah. I need something to entice me to eat the crust. Otherwise, I leave it.
It's pizza. Of course, that's your enticement right there.
Well, I eat the pizza, but then the crust gets left.
Yeah.
But if it's hot dog crust, I eat it.
Now, french fries. In the crust.
I had McDonald's french fries yesterday. Oh, yes. All
right.
Go ahead.
Are you ready, Kelly?
Let's do it.
Yeah.
Love letters. Love letters to Kelly.
Dear Kelly, you are the love expert.
I am.
My wife wanted to get some work done on her body after she gave birth to our kids. I didn't understand it, but I couldn't fight her too much since it's her body. So she had a boob job and a tummy tuck. She loves it, but I don't. I'm way less attracted to her now than I've ever been, and I'm not sure how to handle it. She says she feels beautiful, and she is, but she doesn't feel like my wife to me. I don't like it. I don't enjoy that private time with her the way I used to, and I know she senses it. I can't tell her I despise what she loves so much, but I can't make myself fake an attraction either. What do I do, Sawyer?
You better get over it. I mean, you can't go back.
Yeah, you can't
undo
it, right?
You can't reverse your tummy tuck.
No.
Take the implants out, but I don't know. I guess he just has like this hang up about scars, maybe? I don't know.
Because even the scars,
if you love her, if you really love her for better or for worse, and you love her for, just think about all the things you do love about her,
mm-hmm.
Separate from the physical. Separate from the physical and, you know, all the wonderful things, the nurturing way she is with your child, the way she treats you, the way she makes you feel. If you can just concentrate on those things, I mean, I'm sure she does look great. And because she's more confident with her body, she'd be doing more confident things.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right.
In
you
the romance department.
And sometimes it's frame of mind. If you just start thinking of them as fun bags.
Oh, Al,
what?
Stop it. It's not.
But
just saying.
But after your wife has kids, and it's almost like it's a different kind of love. You know, it's not as much as an attraction as it is physical. As it's, oh man, this person gave birth to my children. That's the kind of attraction that it should turn into, not into.
Yeah, but if they don't get this fixed, I mean, that's the breakdown.
Yeah,
that's going to start breaking down the whole marriage.
When you get a tummy tuck, so they take it and they pull it down and they build.
Really, for those of us who've been through a tummy tuck, talking about it is disgusting.
Right.
It's
interesting though.
It's interesting, but it's disgusting.
They build a belly button, don't they?
They build a belly button?
They build a belly button, Jenna.
How do you build a, like...
How do you, that's what I'm wondering.
Is that a shop in the mall? Build a button?
Yeah, right?
Build a belly button.
They create a belly button.
That's stupid, but it's funny.
That's what I want to know. How do they create the belly button?
Well, you look and Google it.
I think you get a...
Why? You could tell me.
Because it's gross to talk about.
You get like a shot glass.
They do like stitches.
Right, underneath.
You pull it through.
Yeah.
Oh, think of the body
shots. So it's an any? Can you request an Audi?
Why would you request an Audi?
I don't know.
Some people like Audis.
Look at the body shots you could do off a brand new belly button.
Your attention, please.
Oh, it's 8 o'clock central on the dot.
Yeah, it is. That means we got to call out three names.
Yes, we got them right here. We are giving away a trip to the beautiful Hard Rock Hotel Riviera Maya with Trip a Day.
Yay.
And here are today's three names. Pay attention. Shiloh James, Caitlin Job, Paola Chalhoub, or Paola Chalhoub.
It's Paola.
Caitlin Job, Shiloh James. First to call back within 10 minutes gets to play On the Clock for Hard Rock. It's 800 Kid Live.
800-543-3548.
800-5-GEEK-IT.
10 minutes.
On the clock.
You're on the clock. All right. Now back to our regularly scheduled love letters.
All right.
Love letters. Love letters to Kelly.
Dear Kelly, you are the love expert.
I am.
And belly button expert. How many lunches or dinner meetings with your husband's hot coworker should you tolerate each week?
Hey.
I try not to let insecurity get the best of me, but lately, my husband has been spending more time with the new girl at work than me. He's training her to take over his position because he's been promoted, but it seems like he could do that during normal business hours. He's gone to lunch with her four times in the past 10 days, and they've done dinner three times. Am I being paranoid, or is that a bit excessive?
Yeah, you got a problem.
Melanie.
Let the man train. He's trying to get a new job to help you out in the house.
No, she's got a problem.
Do better for the family. Let him train the girl.
What do you need to train at dinner?
Problem on her hands.
What are you training at dinner?
Whatever their job is. You can train anything at dinner. You can train radio at dinner. You can train restaurant at dinner. It doesn't matter.
That's seven out of seven things in 10 days.
Dinners. No. This is a problem. I remember Dr. Phil saying flat out, men and women, he knows people say, oh, it's professional stuff. He has a rule. Men and women do not go to lunch together because it just opens the door. You're opening the door.
Yeah.
Just don't ever open that door. Yeah. You've got a serious problem.
Well, he opened it.
Now, what are you
going
to do about it? You're going to go home and tell him that you have a problem with it, and he's going to get real defensive, and that's when you're definitely 100% sure you've got a problem.
Right.
When he gets super, super defensive. If otherwise, he should be sensitive enough to realize this isn't a good look.
It's weird, yeah.
No, it's not weird. It is what it is.
It's like, of course you're going to end up being attracted to someone when you're at work you spend more time sometimes with coworkers than you do with your significant other.
And he gets to, she gets to bat her eyes and say, oh, you're so smart. Thank you for helping me and training me.
He's in a position of power.
It's a little business
lunch. You can't train anything.
A business dinner, maybe a sleepover, a business trip.
Ow.
Oh, this guy.
Stop it.
This is just completely inappropriate. You are right to be alarmed.
So what do you do? Because when you tell a guy you can't do something, then he wants to do it even more.
It makes it worse. That's the thing. It's like...
No, if he's doing something wrong, like Kelly said, he'll get super defensive. Yeah. If he's not doing anything wrong, he'll go, oh, man.
I'm sorry, that's horrible. Believe me, it's wrong. But what do you do as the wife?
I'm sure he's got her almost trained.
I don't know.
You bring it up, and it's going to cause a huge fight. He's going to insist on doing it anyway, and you're going to get your butt in marriage counseling.
What if she's...
this is not good.
What if she's married, though, so it's all good?
No.
Yeah.
Because it's playing with fire. You know, you just got to be like, well, I know she's hot, but stop playing with fire.
Fire up. Maybe he's training her to fight fires.
All the training that she needs can be done in the office. It doesn't need to be done over... Order in sandwich boxes.
At work?
At work. You don't need to be going out to restaurants, especially the nighttime dinners. Seriously, come on.
Yeah, drinking a little wine.
Order pizza and keep working. Yeah, take other coworkers. At this point, it's too late.
I can't invite other coworkers, and it takes away from the romance.
Yeah, that's right.
Oh my God. Yeah. Love letters. Love letters to Kelly.
Dear Kelly, you are the love expert.
I am.
Do you ever feel like part of your life is a battle from what I make my husband for breakfast in the morning to what our weekend plans are? It feels like nothing comes easy anymore. I'm not sure when things started to become so difficult, but I'm sick of it. I just want for things to go smoothly again like they were 10 years ago when we met. But when I mention how difficult every decision is for us, it leads to another fight. How do you stop a fight when trying to talk about it just leads to more fighting? That's from Trina.
Well, you could try this. Why not just try a week of letting him always get his way? Just try it. You know, if you're worried about vacation, I mean, we're not talking about monumental decisions.
We're talking about
what we're going to have for dinner.
Yeah.
Just go with his decision rather than contradicting it. Just see how that works. I'm not saying you have to give up your power in the relationship, but let him win a few battles and just see how that works.
Okay.
And maybe once you let him win a few, maybe by some miracle, he'll actually turn around one day and say, well, what would you like to do? I mean, maybe.
Maybe.
That is a possibility.
It is.
But there have to be two people to fight.
Right.
And if you're not... taking part in the fight, there's no fight.
Very good advice, Kelly.
I don't know. I mean, that's...
No, I think that's
very good
advice.
Maybe you're saying I'm not being a powerful woman by saying that, but just let him have it. Try it for a week.
Just one.
And just see what happens.
Okay. All right.
We'll do one more real quick?
Yeah.
All right.
Love letters. Love letters to Kelly.
You guys might be able to help with this one as well.
Oh, good. We're ready.
Dear Kelly, you are the love expert.
I try really hard, Jenna.
You're so good at it. I'm a single mother.
Save all that.
I'm a single mother of a teenage boy, and I'm totally at a loss. My son is at that age where hormones have set in, and he needs to learn about ways to handle his feelings and grooming skills and other guy things. I've tried talking to him, but it's just awkward. I wish I had some male figure I could trust with these things, but I don't. Do I just let him figure it out by himself by talking to the other guys at school? I'd like to think I'm a good mom, but when it comes to this, I'm not so sure. Cindy.
There's no grandfather, uncle, nobody.
Coach.
A trusted coach. And there's got to be some You're not. It's like women who say there's no men to date. There are men everywhere. You're just not finding one you want to date. There's got to be some male figure. Now, as a mom, you can say, dude, go get in the shower and put on some deodorant. That doesn't take a man to tell your kid you're smelling funky.
But what about the other stuff? You know, the hormonal, like uncomfortable
that
stuff
kind
with
of stuff,
boys. Yeah.
Oh yeah, the one where like I can't. Yeah.
That's. I mean, I would hope and like, I would hope there is a male figure. You just don't want to.
Because as a boy,
brother, do you not have a brother? Do you not have
a grandfather? Something.
Somebody? Does it have to come from the man, or can it just be awkward with the mom?
Can't you go to the school and talk to the guidance counselor and say, look. My son's getting ready to go to church, tell the youth pastor, say, look, my son's getting ready to go through some things and I'm not equipped as a woman to handle them. I've never been a teenage boy. There is somebody in your life. You are not opening your eyes and looking around to see the male positive role models that are around you.
And if
there's
not,
a coach.
Al.
Yeah, there's Al. Al will come over.
I'll talk to him. I'll send him on over here.
But if it's a matter of grooming.
Right. The hardest thing for a boy.
Buy him some deodorant and say, dude, start using this.
The grooming and the shaving. Because I didn't want to shave my mustache when I was like a freshman in high school.
Mm-hmm.
Not that I had anything going.
That one hair.
You know what I'm talking about? It's like it just looks like a blonde, really soft wispy
tinge.
It's the worst thing. And you don't want to let it go because it's attached to you.
As far as grooming and getting girls and stuff like that, if a guy sees the other guys are getting girls and he can kind of see, okay, well, they look a lot, you know, they're taking care of themselves a little bit better than I'm taking. It does. That's one of those things you just learn. You just inherently learn that.
Yeah, but I think this is like, it sounds like it's not about getting girls right now. It's like discovering
the testosterone that's taken over
his body. What happened? Yeah. Like, what is that?
Yeah.
And there are books available. I mean, I'm absolutely, there's got to be a book out there for single parents dealing with.
Sure.
Boys going through puberty.
And
there's
honest,
got to be.
He might have already been on the internet and checked out some stuff and done some research himself. Because now you can do that. And he made you don't
Here
want
it
him.
Is. Here's the book. What's going on down there?
Yeah, you don't.
There you go.
There you go. Get him that book because you don't want him learning on
What's
the internet.
What's going on down there?
What's going on down there?
It's available in paperback
or hard copy.
All right. Nice, Al.
What?
Nice.
I got applause in the van room.
You can't laugh at yourself.
I'm trying not. I'm not even laughing at me. Yeah. I'm laughing at them. I'm not even laughing at me.
That's one of those drop the mic. Like,
It was. Sometimes I can't handle you guys, but that was great.
That was good.
Thank you.
Yeah. That was funny.
Thank you.
Jenna called out three names.
Yes.
And one of them called back. That name happens to be Caitlin Jobe. Hey, Caitlin.
Hey, guys.
Oh, you barely made it in.
Yeah, you got in just in time to play.
I know. I even said the wrong name.
What's that?
I even said the wrong name at first.
You did?
You said the wrong name?
You said someone else's name.
Well, Caitlin, that is your real name. Here's what you're playing for. A 4-day, 3-night trip to the beautiful Hard Rock Hotel Riviera Maya. You want to go here. It's paradise.
Yes, I do, and I'm just so happy to be on the phone with you guys even.
Well, we're halfway there. You're halfway there through winning. All you got to do now is guess the correct celebrity, okay? I'm going to give you an audio clue. Then I'm going to give you three verbal clues followed by that audio clue. And then you'll have 6 seconds to guess who the celebrity is, okay?
Okay.
Are you pretty in tune with the celebrities?
I think so. I can
Pop
do it.
Culture.
Oh, you should do just fine.
You'll have 6 seconds when he says the clock starts and you don't need to exercise the patience of Job, Caitlin Job.
Well,
you need to be on top of it, all right?
All right, Caitlin.
That was a solid joke.
All right.
Caitlin, are you ready for your audio clue?
Yes.
All right, listen closely.
I think my show is educational for kids because of the art that they're going to be exposed to that most people don't know about.
Pretty recognizable.
Nails Here on are a your chalkboard.
Three clues.
That's your clue. Nails on a chalkboard.
Three clues are twerking, famous dad, dated Patrick Schwarzenegger. You're on the clock for Hard Rock. Good luck.
Okay.
Oh. Yay, Caitlin, you went to 2 seconds.
You scared me, girl.
You like a last name kind of girl in more ways than one. Woo.
Woo. You just wanted to make sure it was Miley in your head?
I think she was... Oh, my gosh, so I really won.
You really won?
Yeah, you won, girl. You're going to Mexico.
Tell her all about the Hard Rock, Kelly Raspberry.
I will, JC. Congratulations. You and a guest are going to go to the Hard Rock Hotel Riviera Maya 4 days, 3 nights. You might even get lucky and be there for one of their free concerts for guests. Yes, they get free concerts throughout the summer.
Oh, yeah, they do.
They've had Jon Bon Jovi, Justin Moore. They've had Brett Michaels, Flo Rida. Imagine Dragons, Nick Jonas, and more. But no matter what, you're going to enjoy their all-inclusive amenities like fine dining, top-shelf drinks, in-room liquor dispensers. Did you hear me? In-room liquor dispensers.
Not just a little fridge, a dispenser.
24-hour room service, non-motorized water sports, poolside, beachside service, free wireless internet. That's big.
Yeah.
Especially when you want to communicate back home. Daily activities, nightly entertainment, so much more. And now we're giving Caitlin Jobe a free trip. But if you want to find out more about the Hard Rock Hotel Riviera Maya, you can go to kidnation.com. And if you haven't done so, go sign up because we're going to give away more trips.
Yep.
And we're going to call again a bunch of names tomorrow. Three names tomorrow at 8 Central.
Same time.
So, Caitlin, who are you going to be taking?
I'm going to take my husband.
Yeah.
Good call on that.
Yeah. Do you guys have any kids yet?
No, not quite yet, but all of our friends are.
Well, it's time to make a baby
Might
in
be
Mexico.
Be a baby moon.
Name them Rock.
Thank you guys so much. I can't tell you how much that means to me.
Oh, no. Caitlin, you deserve it. Thank you so much for listening and calling, okay?
Thank you. Y'all have an amazing day.
You too. All she did was sign up at kidnation.com, and look at that. Now she has a trip.
Schwarzenegger.
What'd I say?
That's what he said.
It's a little close.
He said it exactly that way.
That's exactly how I said it.
A little close.
Oh, it was not.
It's a little close.
Go back and listen to it. Mr. Close. Trying to start something.
I tried to start anything.
You said it the same way.
It's his
last name.
It's a tough name.
It's tough.
In fact, he over-enunciated out of...
To make sure for you,
yes,
Al.
To be very careful.
I'm just saying.
So ridiculous.
You ruined my day.
This is the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
We're getting a lot of messages on Twitter and Facebook regarding... Mercury retrograde.
Yeah.
Or Metrograde.
Metrograde, which is what Al named it.
Combine the two.
Yeah. We got one from Jamie. She says, Mercury in retrograde ruined my day. Running late to get my daughter to soccer camp, I was listening to Kelly discuss this Mercury in retrograde when I noticed those lovely blue lights in the mirror. Speeding ticket for 18 over. $200 later, I'm ready to choke Mercury.
Fletcher says, my milkshakes stopped bringing all the boys to my yard. Curse you, hashtag Metrograde.
Say that. Now we got Al saying his milkshake stopped bringing all the boys to the yard. Tia said, so I can blame Mercury on me being late all week and now spilling my water all over my desk at work?
Of course you can.
And Bailey says, oh no, I'm getting married October 3rd. Metro retrograde cannot ruin my day. Because the next one is going to be...
Yeah, I wrote it down. I wrote it down in my
tomorrow.
Calendar.
I did too, Kelly. September 17th through October 9th.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Dylan said he put his drink between his legs and he went to catch it as it fell. And he ended up poking a hole in the cup with his finger.
Okay,
hashtag Mercury retrograde.
These are not all Mercury retrograde.
That is, Kelly. You can't tell them what it is.
So this is about communications and electronics and traveling. It's not when you spill your water.
But it is.
Just blaming everything.
Mercury pulled the water.
Someone tweeted me and said they work at a bank and all the cameras are down. And I'm like, don't publicize that.
What bank?
Mercury and that is Mercury retrograde.
What bank?
Now I got to bring this up because I'm hangry.
You're what?
Hangry.
He is the hangry Mexican right now.
I'm the hangry Mexican.
JC just had a meltdown during the commercial break.
He was cursing and yelling in the hallway.
And that
this
never happens.
This is what happens, people, behind the scenes.
Lord don't like ugly.
This is a big deal because it's already happened twice now in a week. I buy myself these pre-made oatmeal bars or little cubes.
Packets.
Yeah, they're little packets.
Frozen?
They're frozen. And you stick them in the microwave and then you got, boom, oatmeal ready to go.
Okay.
2 minutes.
Okay.
Last week, one of my boxes with two of them went missing. I got angry about that.
A whole box.
There's two in each.
And you're sure about this?
I'm very sure about that. I have witnesses.
You sure you put it in there and you just didn't think you put it in there?
No, I know I put it in there.
Okay.
I know I put it in there because I noticed somebody stole it. So what did I do? I got a little angry. I yelled about it.
You did.
I did yell about it.
That was nothing compared to today.
But I got over it.
What happened?
I got over it. I went and bought more and I brought more boxes in.
Uh-huh.
I brought another one and I put JC on it. Just in case.
But wait a minute.
Okay, here's what happened. But between that, then the next day, there was like some oatmeal in there that wasn't there. You're like, okay, this is maybe what's happening.
Right. It's when I brought in my next box.
Somebody might also eat the same oatmeal as I eat. I'm speaking as JC without the accent.
Yeah. Thank you.
And maybe they mistakenly took my oatmeal. and thought it was theirs because suddenly this oatmeal. So what JC decided to do was with the next box to prevent this person who may be mistakenly, an honest mistake, taking JC's oatmeal.
Which happens.
He wrote his name all over the box.
Right. Even on the oatmeal.
All over it.
All over it. Big old JC everywhere.
Okay.
Because at first he's giving the person the benefit of the doubt.
Right.
Write it in English or Spanish?
Both.
Okay.
Yes.
So about 10 minutes ago, so, I just hear screaming coming from the kitchen area.
Oh, yeah.
It got to me. I lost my
cool.
You
feel violated.
I feel violated.
You're on a strict nutritional regimen for your lifting.
And here's the thing.
You put it right there next to the broccoli and the chicken breast.
It's leg day, and what's he going to do?
How'd you know it was leg day? That's great. We get in nice little battles with the man room, with pranks and all that stuff. But I know that they're not messing with me, because usually when they see me get angry, they stop. Mm-hmm. And vice versa. If somebody gets super angry, I stop. Mm-hmm. We don't continue these jokes. This is two times in a row now.
I think it's
that I've missed my oatmeal eating.
Yeah, I think it's...
Do you think it's someone pranking you, or do you think somebody just doesn't care about your
personal
property?
No, I think somebody's flat out just jacking my oatmeal, Kelly.
And who would you like to accuse of this?
I don't know who to accuse.
Don't racially
profile.
Oh,
you know.
I don't know who to accuse. I'm not going to accuse you,
Al. You know who you're accusing.
Because, Al, God knows you do not eat oatmeal.
Look how hangry he is. He's insulting your body.
Now you just lash it out.
Yeah.
So it's
not Al. I know Kelly's not doing it because she's more into the egg bowls and the Atkins thing.
And I'm not going to steal somebody's food.
Yeah.
I'm just not going to do it.
Jenna's not, because Jenna likes those salad things she eats.
She brings her own crab.
Yeah, she brings her own crab.
I do. I bring a lot of my own food, and oatmeal's a little carb heavy for me.
Now, I'm not blaming.
Go ahead.
I'm not blaming. I'm not blaming.
You're not blaming. You're accusing.
I'm not accusing.
Come on, do it.
I'm just saying. There is another company that works in our building. No, Shannon. They're very nice. They're very nice. But maybe somebody else has got the same initials as I do. Maybe that's the problem.
There are a lot more employees.
There's a lot of employees.
We haven't met them. We don't know them.
I would think that person who has those same initials, if that does exist, would remember, I didn't write my name all over this packet.
Unless they wrote their name on a packet just like
you.
They
didn't. Wouldn't that be a coincidence?
Because this morning, my packet was gone, and then the packet that was put in there after I yelled was gone as well. So that's double doubling up on oatmeal.
JSI, or did you do JC?
JC. I didn't go SI.
Oh, then is there a CJ?
I'm just saying,
it could be somebody with your initials that thought
Jesus Christ.
Look, put the oatmeal back. Jesus Christ is not stealing my oatmeal,
Kelly.
Maybe
he was hungry.
Yeah.
He's not.
It's leg day for Jesus, too.
Jesus is not stealing my oatmeal. But look, I'll let bygones be bygones.
I have a chicken breast back there I have offered you.
And so on and so on.
You let bygones be bygones. You were cussing up a storm 10 minutes ago.
I know. Because I'm hangry.
Go eat the chicken breast I have in
would
there.
I'm not going to eat your breast.
But that doesn't
go into the deli because I need some.
That doesn't take away from the fact there's a thief among us.
Right.
There's a prankster.
Somebody stole Al's tequila. We never figured out who did that.
That's the truth. That's the weirdest thing. Is it's one thing just to take the whole bottle. They took 95% of the tequila like overnight and left a shot.
Yeah. And there's nothing worse than when you're at work and you have everything planned out and you're like, Al likes to drink at work.
We were
I like to drink
that tequila.
I was.
Yeah. And then it's gone.
But,
you know?
But that's the thing. It's like they weren't just stealing it. They wanted you to know they stole it and they were leaving. It's just weird.
Yeah. Oh, and Chickering, our engineer, MacGruber, he's back there all the time, and he says he's pretty vigilant about who goes into that fridge.
Yeah.
And he says he hasn't noticed anything during working hours.
So we have cameras everywhere in this place. Why can't we just set up a camera by the fridge?
There's your solution.
I'm going to bring my drop cam that caught my terrible dog walker.
That's your solution.
And Big
right
Al,
there.
The tequila apparently has been solved.
It has?
Since when?
Apparently, you know the Greg and Greg show, the podcast that our Greg and Greg do?
No, they
kidding
did.
Me?
They didn't do it, but they had a rock band interview, and apparently the rock band wanted some tequila.
I was going to say, it was a lot of tequila.
So the rock band drank your tequila.
That's my favorite band. That's a Centenario. That's $50-something dollars a bottle.
The band would buy you the tequila back, but the band has since broken up, so your tequila's gone.
This is the Kid Craddock Morning Show.